Riviera Radio. Business.
Morning, old boy.
Good morning.
How are we today?
Very well, thank you.
Yes, not surprised you didn't go to Primark yesterday looking at the queues outside.
Queues were absolutely horrendous, isn't it? The idea that Britain's not going to become a nation of shoppers again was certainly, I think, dismissed by the queues outside Primark. Night Town apparently was very busy. Bicester Village was absolutely packed. So who knows, maybe there's a greater sentiment and greater appetite for shopping than many had predicted.
All you need is for Wetherspoons to open again and things will be back to normal.
The UK will be back in business.
Yeah. Do you go to Wetherspoons at all?
Can't say I do, no.
Is there one in Cobham?
Not that I'm aware of. It
really? No, it's a bit too upmarket for Wetherspoons, isn't it?
Maybe.
Boom, that was a quick turnaround on the markets. Not too good on Europe yesterday, but the Dow Jones bounced back and the Nikkei in Japan up 5% today.
Yes, certainly a significant turnaround in markets as US stocks actually edged higher in what was a volatile trading session just after the Federal Reserve followed through with its pledge to buy corporate bonds under an emergency lending program, which may include a wider variety of purchases. Certainly helped market sentiment. S&P closed up 0.8% after swinging from a loss of as much as 2.5%. Though markets, I think, still remain nervous about a range of factors, the potential for a second wave of the coronavirus pandemic, seen rising infection rates in US states, 20 US states, I think, have seen an increase there. We've seen, of course, outbreaks in China as well. Economic data is only very slowly recovering, as been demonstrated by the data that we saw from China yesterday. Travel bans could remain in place for a prolonged period of time. Anthony Fauci, the director of National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases in the United States, said the travel ban between the US and the UK could persist for months. Given the turnaround seen on Wall Street, the better trading in Asia, no surprise we are looking at a bounce back in Europe this morning as well. Currently calling the FTSE up 155 points. DAX over in Frankfurt up 383 points. CAC 40 in Paris up 148 points.
You seem to be having a bit of difficulty deciphering the UK unemployment figures.
Well, we've just had the numbers coming through just in the last few minutes, so it'll probably take a little bit of time to go through them. Economists are expecting a sharp increase in the unemployment rate. That didn't happen. Market was looking for a figure close to 4.7%. Actually remain unchanged, they said, according to the Office for National Statistics, at 3.9% in the period between February to April. There was a sharp increase in the benefit claim rate. That jumped 528,000. That was much higher than expected, and a dip in hours worked. So perhaps seeing a significant reduction in the participation rates. We'll have to go through the figures quite closely. As I say, they were expected to increase. I think it's a sign, actually, the furlough program is protecting jobs, at least for now. Remember the furlough job retention scheme. The 8.9 million workers are covered by the scheme in the UK. That's more than one in four. There's also a scheme to help the self-employed as well. That's been extended until October, although will be tapered down. Comes at a significant cost. Thoughts the cost of that has already hit the £20 billion mark and, of course, continues to rise. So perhaps it's somewhat of an artificial picture of the UK labour market. Claimant counts has been rising. Benefit claim rate has been rising. Unemployment rate doesn't show it yet, but I think likely to do so in the future.
Yes, and as you say, with the furlough scheme coming to an end, reading between the lines, that's when a lot of companies are going to bite the bullets and tell employees they've no longer got jobs.
Have to make a choice. Hopefully, of course, the world starts to look a little bit better. Shops in the UK, as we were talking about, opened yesterday. The lockdown measures are being eased. So some of those hardest hit sectors in the service sector, particularly the likes of retail, hospitality, may start to see those jobs coming back online and may just coincide with the tapering. So perhaps you won't see those dramatic figures as originally predicted.
And reports on Bloomberg today, Hank, saying that Boris Johnson appears finally to have seen the light and realising that he's going to have to get a deal with the EU sooner rather than later.
Yeah, there's a suggestion is that they've moved a step closer towards agreeing what can take place in terms of a compromise between the UK and the European Union. There was an hour-long video call taking place yesterday between Boris Johnson and the European leadership team, injecting fresh momentum into deadlock negotiations, according to sources on both sides suggesting that. So we wait to see exactly what that means in reality. Can they overcome some of those major sticking points and move towards a deal over the course of the next couple of months?
Any chance of the single market for goods coming back onto the table?
Well, I think what they'll be looking to do is to see how the UK can interact with the European Union. Goods is one area that they seem to have widespread agreement on. I think there's much less agreement when it comes to the likes of services, which, remember, is still a big part of the UK economy. But there'll be benefits on both sides, of course, to agreeing a process to allow goods to flow relatively freely between the UK and the European Union.
And so what you gain on the swings, you lose on the roundabouts, though, because they're going to go down that road. Then it reduces the likelihood of a quick trade agreement with the United States.
It does indeed, and the reality is that if they do get an agreement with the European Union, they'll need to offer some pretty good deals elsewhere around the world, and similar type deals. It's not like you can simply offer one set of specific deals in areas to one particular block. You need to make it more widely available, and therefore they'll be under pressure to continue to do so. And of course, there still remains lots of questions around the UK following EU standards on a range of different areas, the judicial process, the Northern Ireland Protocol. So it's not like many of these big issues have simply disappeared overnight, but there appears to be momentum on both sides to try and reach a deal.
You sound a bit down in the mouth this morning. Have you not had your sports muesli today?
I haven't had it yet, actually. No, I've had a couple of calls this morning. It's held me back. But I'm ready for a bowl now.
OK, we'll let you go in a couple of minutes. But first of all, a couple of companies struggling, both BP and Jaguar Land Rover. Let's deal with BP first of all.
Yeah, BP has announced that it will make billions of dollars of write-offs and impairments and will review plans to develop some of its exploration prospects after reducing its price assumptions, anticipating the coronavirus pandemic will have long-term impact on energy demand. With the write-off, it's estimated to be somewhere between $13 to $17.5 billion. BP said the aftermath of the pandemic will accelerate the pace of transition to a lower carbon economy. BP has revised its investment appraisal long-term price assumptions. Now I think Brent will average somewhere around $55 a barrel. BP outlined plans to become net zero company by 2050, saying whatever is pumped will be decarbonized. BP scheduled to publish its second quarter results on the 4th of August. Crude prices trade low on the back of the announcement, dropping to less than $35 a barrel, nearly half of what they were at the start of the year.
And Jaguar Land Rover.
India's Tata Motors, owners of Jaguar Land Rover, forecasting a significantly weaker quarter, said it would review all its businesses to save money, an effort to ride out the disruption caused by the coronavirus. The miserable outlook comes as the automaker posted a consolidated loss of more than $1 billion for the previous quarter. The lockdown ravaged its sales around the world. Last quarter revenue was down 28%, but profit was down 70%. Margins narrowed to 3.8% from the previous 9.3% a year earlier. The company added £1 billion to its cost-cutting target at Jaguar Land Rover to £5 billion for the year ending March of 2021. Turn to the outlook. Foresee only a gradual recovery in sales. So sales in China has already shown the beginnings of a recovery, also seeing improvements in the US and Europe, while the rest of the world and the UK still remain under pressure.
There could be some knockdown prices out there. You're not tempted by a new Range Rover?
I tell you, if you live in my part of the world and you do the school run, you think Jaguar Land Rover are doing incredibly well. So
Doesn't everyone in Copenhagen have a Range Rover?
There's a fair few of them, it has to be said. There's a fair few of them.
All right, foreign exchanges, please.
Coming from Monaco, you know, I don't know.
There are quite a few around here as well, it has to be said.
Pound against the dollar coming in at 126.5. Euro dollar coming in at 113. You're going to get 1 euro, 11.5 cents for your British pound this morning.
OK, go and have your oats.
Thank you, sir.
Talk to you in the morning. Henk Potts from Barclays.